Blog Talk Radio. Well, good evening and welcome to the Journey Towards Transformation. And we have a credit expert tonight, the CEO of Secure Credit Solutions, Darvell Powell. I'd like to take the time to welcome you to my show. My name is Villa Powell, and I am the author of the 30-Day Journey Towards Transformation and the radio host of this show, The Journey Towards Transformation. We're having a little bit of technical issues, and I am actually walking towards my studio, but I didn't want to miss any time with all of you. So I want to express my gratitude and thank you all for taking the time to tune in. And so one of the things that I want you to do is to get a pen and a piece of paper, because our experts are going to give some information that most people don't know about credit. But I'm going to have them start the show giving his contact information so that you're able to follow up with him. 30-minute shows, that they go so fast. And so you always have to follow up with these experts. So let me tell you a little bit about our special guest. His name is Darvell Powell, and he has been in the credit repair and restoration business for almost a decade. He is the CEO of Secure Credit Solutions, which is a credit repair and restoration company. You can reach him or find out more about him or get in contact with him on Facebook at Secure. Now, I told the secret last week that I am not only, he's not only my guest, but he's also my credit guy. And he took my credit from being in the crapper to being very, very good. And we have two gorgeous cars and cars that we finance for other people because of the good credit he created for me. When we first got married, we tried to get a car, and my credit score was something like 480, and I couldn't even get a Kia. I mean, really, how embarrassing. But now, thankfully, through his expertise and, of course, me following his directions, I and him have a gorgeous Lincoln MKS and a Mercedes-Benz, which, by the way, is also under our business, and he can also give you a service like that. Well, I am almost to the house, and so if you can have a few minutes of silence, the next voice you hear will be me again introducing our guest, Darvell Powell. Well, I have finally made it to the house, and we are having just a few bits of technical difficulty, but I am going to bring our special guest on in a few minutes. Again, I hope you've got your pen and pencil so that you can get his contact information. And this will give you a good time to shut the door, calm the kids, and get ready to hear some amazing information. And we're going to start. I'm going to ask him to dispel some myths about credit repair. The first myth is that credit repair is illegal. The second myth is that credit repair agencies, or that credit agencies like the TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax are regulated by the U.S. government. We're also going to dispel the fact of, oh, you can pay me whatever amount, and I'll have your credit fixed in 2 weeks, and you'll be able to buy a house in a month. And then the fourth one we want to dispel is about the power of trade lines, and he can tell you more about that. So, you know, computers are so great until they decide to do their own thing, and that's what we've got going on with the computers here. I'm going to put you on hold again for just a few minutes. I think we've done it. Do I have my special guest on the phone?
Where else would I be?
Well, I'm just trying to make sure because I have had quite the technical day. Well, Mr. Powell, good evening.
Good evening, Mrs. Powell.
And thank you so much for deciding that you would be on my program tonight.
Like I really had a choice.
So let's start off with telling people how to get in contact with you.
Well, you can go about it one of two ways, but I'll give you the best way, and that's just to call me directly at 818-568-2520 anytime you want. And I do really actually mean anytime. It doesn't mean I'm going to answer it at any time. It just means you can call me if it's 3 or 4 a.m. and you haven't gotten any sleep because you have an impending Doom 2 Invader Zim type financial issue coming up, and it's just worrisome and you don't know really what to do or don't have a game plan, you can call, text. I'll get it eventually, and I'll get back to you.
Now, what is your Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Secured Credit Solutions. That's a business page that we usually post blogs and pictures and info articles and client results and things of that nature, basically to try to inspire and aspire Facebook friends, family, Facebookers, unknown to us friends and families in our circles, and just anybody who's really looking for a straightforward, no-frills, practical application of credit restoration and enhancement to their own financial pictures.
Well, very good. So I posed four myths about credit. And so let's begin the program with you dispelling those myths. That credit repair is illegal, that the credit companies are regulated by the government. What was the other one that I asked? That trade lines are illegal, that you can't do that. Oh, and that you can fix my credit in 2 weeks.
Okay, well, I'll dispel the most malicious one of them, first of all, and that's that anybody can fix their credit in 2 weeks. That is just basically a plain out lie. I'll give an example. And this one really hit home because I've known this woman pretty much half of my life. Being 34, we grew up together 13, 14 years old when we first met, went to school, kind of like the Kevin and Wendy thing on the Wonder Years. That's just how close I was to her. And to get to the point, there was some time a few years ago, she called me and was saying that, you know, she's really trying to buy a house. Family's growing, want to take care of her, you know, aging parents, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I was like, okay, great. Here's the process. Here's what happens. And, you know, immediately being a friend, such a close friend, it's kind of like straight to the point. And, you know, how fast can you do it and how much you going to charge me? And, you know, I'm like, okay, well, it can happen no sooner than 30 days. And she was like, well, this one guy said that he could do it in less time and, you know, for less money. I was like, well, less money isn't the issue with me. It's more so the time. And the reason being is that the credit industry works routinely and cyclically on 30-day intervals. You can't get it no faster. You won't get it no slower. I'll say plus or minus maybe working days and mail time, so maybe 5 days plus or minus 30. But for the most part, as a general rule of thumb, you will see results no sooner than 30 days from the credit bureaus once a dispute is initiated. So when he told her that, I immediately got on the defensive and protective because, you know, this is a friend. I love her. I'm not going to sit up here and let anybody tell her a lie and then have her going off a whim and a prayer to try to get some, you know, champagne dream accomplished on the beer. And the truth of the matter is water isn't even free, so she couldn't afford that, really. My point is not to have her get her hopes up high based on what this person sold her as far as a pipe dream goes, and it just wasn't true. But I was the one, reprimanded for telling her the truth, and so I just left it alone. And years later, she is still not in the house to this very day. Her credit has gotten no better. Whether or not she moves forward with that person is irrelevant at this point. The whole point is, or so to say, the focal of the point is that nothing can happen sooner or later than 30 days. And that's just industry standards.
What about the test? I don't have to go to a credit repair person. I can go to the government because the government regulates the credit bureaus.
Well, myth two about the government regulations, that's true and not true. True because it is a business within this domicile we call the United States of America that's transacting as a third party. So it is regulated by the Fair Credit Reporting Act, the Fair Debt Collections Practices Act, and several other governing laws and rules and regulations. Basically, United States Code Section 1581 through 1681, ETL, sequester for all you legal beagles out there. Basically, those are the two laws that two United States Code sections that govern the credit regulations, credit repair regulations in the entire industry.
They're not under the control of the government.
They are still just business entities transacting within this country, and therefore they are allowed a lot of leniency and room for interpretation. This is why Experian, formerly to all you more mature and a much more tenured crowd, known as TRW. And they were sued repeatedly for illegally and maliciously not adhering to certain Fair Credit Reporting Act laws and regulations. And that's why they upped and changed their name first and foremost and then moved to Ireland. They are no longer a United States-based company. They are based in Europe.
Right. So they're regulated by the government just like Starbucks and Xerox and Bank of America are regulated because they're corporations. So the government, the credit bureaus are not a part of the U.S. government, correct?
Just as the FDIC, the Deposit Insurance Company, is not a part of the government. It is in its own individual entity, a corporation doing business with the United States government. So, yes, it is not a part of the United States government as, say, the United States Department of Defense or the United States Treasury would be.
So why don't you tell people what you do?
Well, in a nutshell, if you screwed up your credit any time since you became a legal adult, and that's the age of 18, or emancipated legally before that point by either legal means through adjudication or have had a child, which a lot of people don't know that. When a minor has a child, they are then looked at as an adult in certain instances. But for me, when you become of age, whatever that may be defined by your local and federal law, and screwed up your credit up until now by either directly, indirectly, or unknowingly, I am that person to get straight to the point and practically correct the mistakes and errors that either you created or was given to you wrongfully.
What if someone stole my ID?
Oh, you're the perfect person. You're about one of the easiest persons to take care of. Whether it's $1 or $100,000, if you are a victim of ID theft, a bona fide victim of ID theft, we can legitimize that and go ahead and get all of that negative debt completely erased. Not forgiven, because you're only forgiven if you actually did something, but completely erased.
But it does involve some paperwork in the police station.
Yes, it does. So I would like to really dispel this issue right here. And unfortunately, I see it is very prevalent within the Black community, that because of the indoctrinated fear mongering that has gone on with other races and other entities such as, you know, police departments or any type of law enforcement towards the Black community, we have an indoctrinated and deeply embedded fear of anything that has to do with them. Well, unfortunately in this case, but simultaneously fortunately, the United States government requires that if we are a victim of ID theft or we are disputing anything on our credit being the direct or indirect result of ID theft and its adjacent possible ways of coming about, a police report is the corner or centerstone of that. So there's no way out of it. You just can't say, oh, hey, I lost my wallet, I'm a victim of ID theft, and not go and file a police report. Or, hey, you know what, I know somebody stole my wallet, or somebody stole my wallet, or, you know what, I seen something pop up on my credit when I was trying to buy this car or house and I was denied for the loan, or I was going to be charged exorbitant fees and interest on the front and back end of the loan because these items, which I have no idea where they came from, were on my credit report and adversely affected me. You just can't send a letter to the credit bureau saying that, hey, this isn't mine, I didn't do this, please take it off, and it's going to happen just like that. Nothing happened.
You have to provide the documentation.
In this case, this does have some legal ramifications. In this case, if it was put into a court situation, the burden of proof would be on you. So in this situation, you have to prove that you did not do those things. You have to prove beyond, well, not so much beyond reasonable doubt, but at least to certain specified degree, again, defined within the Fair Credit Reporting Act, the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act verbiage, that you did not do these things, and providing a police report and a Federal Trade Commission affidavit, which is, by the way, notarized, which has to be notarized, not just a signed witness, but notarized, and accompanied by that police report, listing all of the negative items on your credit that, you know, are the direct result of ID theft to the credit bureaus, and they then are compelled to delete it. They are legally compelled and obligated to delete it.
So this may sound like a very obvious question or a dumb question, but what are the benefits of good credit?
Limitless. Limitless. Some of the most substantial ones are that you will be able to get an apartment, to be able to pursue a higher education, to be able to get transportation to and from said apartment or employment in some instances, or that education, to finance a business, to buy a home. I mean, they are limitless now. In some cases, just to eat, you know.
So some people say, well, my credit's okay, but what is the difference between someone that goes into to get a car and their credit score is 580 versus a credit score that's 640?
Well, a credit score that's 640 versus a credit score that's 580 is, hold on just a second. Can you guys still hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So a credit score that's 580 versus a credit score that's a 640, I mean, not much. It's 60 points, but that 60 points can basically be the determining factor of whether you get approved for a Bitly or get approved for a bug. It could be the determining factor if you get approved for a $150,000 home loan or a $300,000 home loan. More importantly, not about what you borrow, it's about how much it's going to cost you. It can be realistically the difference between, you know, $10,000 in interest and $110,000 in interest. And that's just the way the banks
and the credit industry plays it.
Wow. So I think you're just giving people a lot of information. So what you're saying is that the higher my credit score, the less money I probably have to put down, and the better rate I will get, which will then save me interest.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Could you repeat that one more time?
That the difference in a good credit score versus an excellent credit score is that my down payment could be less or nothing, that my interest rate will be lower, which means I'll save in interest, and that it opens doors to me for, like I said when I started the show, from being able to buy a Kia versus being able to buy a Lincoln MKS, that better credit score saves me money and opens doors for me.
Yes, it does. So let's put it in this context. The worse of the credit score, the more likely you are not to not even be approved, and if you are approved, it's going to cost you a whole lot. It's nothing wrong with borrowing. Everybody do it. Even the government does it. They even have a credit rating. But the worse of the credit, the more it's going to cost you to borrow the money to do the things that you need or want to do in order to be prosperous and have your piece of the American pie. That is essentially what credit is for.
Right, the credit is a system that many people take advantage of that is beneficial to them for opening doors.
Exactly.
So let's tell the folks again how to get in contact with you. And if you had to say, we've got about 5 minutes, what your specialty is, as a tell them how to get in contact with you and what your specialty is.
Okay, well, you can get in contact with me, again, directly at 818-568-2520. Again, at any time of the day or night that your heart so may desire to converse with me or entrust me with your financial issue and seek not just good advice, but I will go so far as to say probably the best damn advice you will ever receive. And the reason being is that I'm not going to play with you. This is life here. This is a very serious situation now. Some people take it for granted until it's that point where they really need it, and then they expect a miracle to happen overnight. And I don't want to touch on, very, very touchy issues such as politics and religion. But, again, focusing here on the Black community, there's this big mythical expectation that God is going to come through for you in the name of Jesus when you need something or you want something at the last moment, and I've been praying and doing this and doing that. Well, no, it doesn't work that way. You have to actually play into the system. If you're going to believe in the system of religion, whether it be Christianity, Judaism, Buddhism, Taoism, or any of the many religions that all point in back to the one high God, then you have to also realize that there are other systems in place within life, just like credit is a system. And so you have to play into that system. And that system takes time to become acclimated to and to invest effort in and to get the results, basically the dividend that you're expecting. And so, again.
So you're saying it's more than just having happy
much.
Thoughts, but that
yes,
I have to actually
to
act.
Yes, not to touch too deep on that or even brush the surface, but just to put it in basic layman's terms, that credit, just like religion, needs to be followed closely in order to receive the benefits of it.
Very well said. Very well said. So you've got about 2 minutes. What is your specialty?
ID theft protection, negative account and inquiry deletions, and to dispel your last myth within the last 2 minutes, or actually a minute and a half, about adding trade lines, positive account history edition. Okay, this has been pretty much in practice since the 70s, and it was made because a lot of housewives back in those days did not have access to credit or did not maintain the finances. It was the husband who worked. Basically, Marsha Brady stayed at home and took care of the family, and was it Tom Brady or Jim Brady or Daddy Brady went and worked and paid all the bills. Well, if Daddy and Mommy Brady ever broke up, guess what? Mommy Brady was going to be in a pickle. So they allowed Daddy Brady to add Mommy Brady onto all his credit cards, and Mommy Brady ultimately would end up with a better credit score than Daddy so she could begin her own life path and personal credit from that point. That is still a very, very widely used practice to this very day, and that's how, with you, Mrs. Powell, after I did diligence, my due diligence, and you did me in due diligence on your credit, toppled out at a 650, I added you onto a trade line, and within 30 days, you went from a 650 to 680 and subsequently a 730 within 6 weeks.
Correct, and all of these things, again, are covered by federal regulations and they're legal, and so you need an expert to help you with that. And that one of the conversations that we have is that lots of times people from other countries come here, they get established, they then add people from their family to their credit cards, and those people open up businesses. So then they have stores and things in neighborhoods, like African-American neighborhoods, where people don't have good credit because they're, one, I'm just going to pray my bad credit away. That may happen, but again, you can act and get your bad credit away, and that use the system. Just like when you play cards, you have to follow the rules using the credit system as well. So, Mr. Powell, I want to thank you for being my guest. I will have you back, and what we'll do is we'll have a call-in show so that people can actually ask you questions. And so, again, Darvell Powell, credit expert, the CEO of Secure Credit Solutions, has been my special guest. I want to thank all the people who listen to the show on the archive. And know that, as he said, you can contact him at 818-568-2520. Thank you for listening in, and have a great day.